Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. Cleanup efforts continue in Vanuatu following last week's deadly earthquake. At least 14 people have died, with many more injured and displaced across the island. Nearly 1,000 Australians have since returned home on repatriation flights. Local aid groups are creating temporary shelters and schools while they wait for water and electricity to be restored. Memorials have been held across the Asia-Pacific region to commemorate the devastating impacts of the Boxing Day tsunami. Indonesian mourners have attended a vigil and evening prayer in Banda Aceh City, and many have gathered at a mass grave in a village where more than 14,000 unidentified victims are buried. Local residents have also come together for memorial services in Thailand, where the tsunami took the lives of around 8,000 people. In Australia, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has paid his respects to the victims, which included 26 Australians.
For 20 years, survivors have lived with the weight of loss and the pain of memories, that one terrible day looming so large over all the others. For all of these people, we hold them in our hearts. Yet our hearts are also filled by what the disaster showed us of the human spirit. Even amid that nightmare, people followed the powerful instinct to help each other.
In Victoria, cooler weather conditions are helping firefighters working to contain the fire in the Grampians, following the worst bushfire conditions since 2019's Black Summer. The fire has burnt more than 70,000 hectares of bushland over more than a week. Local resident Darryl Lord says he's closely monitoring the impact of the wind on the bushfires.
The problem is that it's unpredictable where and when, and that's the hard part at the moment. We've got fire to our north, so the northerly wind at the moment could bring that onto us. We've got fire out to our west, so westerly could bring that.
The Russian government has confirmed Australian officials have been in communication with them over reports the Russian army captured an Australian citizen fighting with Ukrainian forces. The Russian Foreign Ministry says it's investigating the video footage of Oscar Jenkins being interrogated by Kremlin-backed forces. Azerbaijan has launched a criminal investigation after at least 38 people were killed in a passenger plane crash in Kazakhstan. 29 people survived, while flights on the Azerbaijan Airlines route have been suspended until the investigation is complete. Finnish authorities have seized a ship carrying Russian oil in the Baltic Sea, on suspicion it caused the outage of an undersea power cable connecting Finland and Estonia. The ship was boarded by a Finnish Coast Guard crew, which took command and sailed the vessel to Finnish waters. Finnish police say the case is being investigated as aggravated criminal mischief. Estonia's Prime Minister, Kristen Michal, says the incident highlights the need for increased monitoring.
Of course, the way we see it is that when it comes to critical infrastructure, countries around the Baltic Sea should be more active. What does that mean in practice? It means our Navy with our allies are going to be more active when it comes to the critical infrastructure, looking after both monitoring and deterrence more than they have been doing so far.
One of India's longest-serving prime ministers, Manmohan Singh, has died. He was 92. India's current Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, says the country mourns the loss of one of its most distinguished leaders. Born in 1932 in the village of Gar, in what is now Pakistan, Manmohan Singh studied economics to find a way to eradicate poverty in India. He had never held elected office before taking on the role of Prime Minister. Mr. Singh was taken to a hospital in New Delhi after he lost consciousness at his home on Boxing Day. But he could not be resuscitated and was pronounced dead at 9:51 p.m. local time. He's survived by his wife and three daughters. And to sport in tennis, two-time Grand Slam champion Simona Halep has announced her withdrawal from the Australian Open due to pain in her knee and shoulder. In a statement, she says she'll delay the start to her 2025 season after she suffered pain during an exhibition event in Abu Dhabi. The former world number one received a wild card for the Australian Open qualifying tournament last week. I'm Biwa Kwan, and that's SBS News in Easy English.